On our journey through the season of Advent, as we continue to prepare ourselves for the arrival of the Christ child, we are offering a series of devotions on our Sun Prairie United Methodist Church podcast channel.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Brad Mather, and I'm the Director of Caring Ministries at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. And it's my honor and joy to share with you today an Advent devotional. The title of my devotional is An Angel of God, and it's based upon a scripture passage from Luke when he talks about Elizabeth, Mary's aunt. Here's that passage. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Every year, when I return to the readings that fill the seasons of Advent and Christmas, there's a part of me that sighs and says, "Here we go again." After all, Christmas is Christmas, and even the greatest story ever told pays the price of repetition. But then I read the stories again, and I'm reminded that not only of their amazing depth and their richness, but also of the insight and wisdom they offer us. For example, in rereading the Gospel's account this year, I'm struck with the role that one angel in particular plays in the story. And no, I'm not talking about the angel that visits Mary and Joseph, nor am I talking about the army of angels that sings to the shepherds as they watch over their sheep on the hillside above Bethlehem. In fact, the angel I'm thinking about isn't even of the heavenly variety. The angel I'm thinking about is Elizabeth, Mary's aunt. It's the story that I just shared a minute ago. The Bible says that Elizabeth was barren and well along in years when she learned that soon she would become a parent after all. Good news? You bet. But think of the complications it would bring to her life. Being pregnant and getting ready for a child is enough to turn anybody's life upside down. But imagine giving birth late in life. And yet, who does Mary turn to when she learns of her own news? She turns to the one person she knows she can trust, the one person who knows her issues inside out, despite her own issues. It's Elizabeth who helps Mary prepare to be God's handmaiden. And what about you? Is there an Elizabeth in your life? Or is there an angel that you can turn to when life throws you a curve? Perhaps an aunt or an uncle or a parent or a friend? But also, how about the other side of the coin? Are you ready to be an angel for God as Elizabeth was for Mary? During Advent, we prepare our hearts to receive the gift of a special child who grew to be an adult and said, "I have come not to be served, but to serve." God's blessings be with you.